Revolution is needed.
Wake up, goddammit.
Right now, we got a brother came our way from Florida with the African People's Socialist Party. Brother Omali Yesichan. Uhuru. Uhuru. Uhuru is Swahili for freedom. We greet you in the word Uhuru because we think that freedom is something that should be on the minds of African people 24 hours a day. Men say, Uhuru! First of all, I want to give my respect to the Michael Brown family because I know that you have been wounded by this murder on the streets of Ferguson on August 9th. As Michael Brown was your son and your relative, he was our brother, which is why we are here. We are also here because we understand that Ferguson is not unusual. This is part of what they're trying to do today. They want to paint a picture that Ferguson is unusual, that the police terror that we experience in Ferguson is unusual, when the reality is that African people in this country are catching hell every day, everywhere in this country. And we won't allow them to forget. The truth of the matter is that the FBI has stated that at least two Africans are killed every week in this country by a white policeman. And that is with only 5% of the reports that's coming to the FBI. If you got 100% of the reports, there's no telling how many Africans are being killed in these streets today. Only thing I want to say is that I want to send my deepest, most profound respect to these young Africans here, particularly in Ferguson, but throughout this country. I want to say this because the only reason any of us is here today, the only reason CNN, Russian television, and all the other forces have come here, the only reason that big shots will not apply are here is because young black men and women stood up and fought back, fought back, fought back, fought, 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 fought back. That's why we are here.
From what I saw, what started out as a peaceful protest seemed to be provoked when police showed up with guard dogs and sniper marks and heavy armored vehicles.
Everything that happened actually, I mean, last night wasn't the start. It was probably, it has been the most aggressive, but it was not the start. It didn't just start last night. It started when Michael Brown was shot and killed. That's when it actually started. And the violence, you know, was started by the police, by a Ferguson police officer. So people have to understand that. You know, people didn't just wake up yesterday and decide this is what they were going to do. So this has been building up. And even before Michael Brown, other situations. These things, it's been a slow crawl. It's been a process to get to this point. It actually really began with the shooting. I mean, then just from there, the blatant disrespect. And what I mean by that, I'll give you some examples. For one, the body was just left out, you know, exposed.
Either you shape policy or policy will shape you.
What did you say, nigga?
We need to ride into that battlefield and chop, 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 chop their heads off.
This is Sensei Gregory C. Lewis
and Jacob the Jacobin Brown
from allpowerthepositive.info.
The airwaves.
Damn time.